Well, howdy. I'm Pastor Carl Miller with Heritage Presbyterian Church in New Braunfels, Texas. Thanks again for joining me for this video podcast edition of From the Pastor's Pen. Today's edition is entitled Daily Loaded with Benefits. And our focus text is Psalm 68, verse 19. There we read, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation, Selah." In the journey of the Christian life, there are many things that require our daily attention and engagement. For example, your need to spend time in prayer, to spend time in Bible study and meditation on the truths of Scripture and God's commands, as well as your participation in individual and family worship are at the top of the list of daily importance. Taking care of the daily needs and necessities of you and your family is also essential. Diligence in high-quality work, both in job and school, are also daily necessities that need to be done. What else would you add to that list? As you meditate on the truth of the word today, consider these words that David sang in verse 19 and actively engage in what Selah calls you to do as you pause and ponder their glorious meaning. What is one of the many reasons that we are to kneel down, praise, and adore our great covenant Lord? He is the great giver of daily benefits to his people. He truly is the God of our salvation. David goes on to press this in verse 20 when he says, "Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belong escapes from death." Well, praise the Lord. Clearly, our salvation is a daily benefit. And what else is in view here regarding divinely given benefits? We know that this is a worthy of pondering as we are called to forget not all his benefits, Psalm 103, verse 2. We also know and are comforted by all of the benefits and spiritual blessings that we have in the heavenly places in Christ, Ephesians chapter 1. But notice how in Psalm 68, verse 19, David speaks of God daily loading us with benefits. What does this mean? The Hebrew word for load means to load or carry a load. David here wonderfully proclaims the God of our salvation as the one who daily, literally day after day, loads his people with benefits in his daily bearing our burdens, in his daily bearing us up. He is your Lord who gives you continued proofs of his kindness as he cares for you, as he is in constant touch with your needs and renews the evidence of his care and kindness to you each and every day. Be refreshed by his mercies to you and your family every morning. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23 encourage you in this regard, which is in stark contrast to the total inability of false gods and idols to care for their worshipers. A good example of this is in Isaiah's words in Isaiah 46, the first four verses. And there we read, "Bel bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols were on the beasts and on the cattle. Your carriages were heavily loaded, a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but have themselves gone into captivity. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, who have been carried from the womb, even to your old age. I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you." Amen. Hear and be blessed by the words of your Lord regarding the heavy burden of the idols from which there was no deliverance. contrasted with the glorious burden bearer and deliverance that is clear in the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the hand of the true and living God, who created, upholds, and carries his people from beginning to end, from birth through old age. Again, praise the Lord. And so, considering all of this, lift up your head this day unto your Savior with great joy and thankfulness. Lift up your head this day, like David, and praise and adore the God of your salvation, casting your cares upon Jesus Christ, who daily carries you and bears your burdens. Well, amen. I pray that this is an encouragement to you today and a comfort to your heart, and even gives you more zeal in your walk with God. Join me again next time for another edition of From the Pastor's Pen. God bless you, and have a great day.